This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
This month is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and we're also marking International Women's Day. So today, we're talking about a condition that affects 10% of women and girls in Ireland, but is still widely misunderstood. Endometriosis is a chronic disease where tissue similar to the lining of the uterus grows outside the uterus, causing inflammation, severe pain, and sometimes years of difficulty getting a diagnosis. Many women say they've struggled to be taken seriously. They've faced long waiting lists or even had to travel abroad for treatment. Our next guest has been using her platform to change that conversation. You might know her from TikTok, where she has over 430,000 followers as Ifa Khalifa, sharing honest and powerful insights into life with endometriosis and raising awareness for others going through the same thing. Ifa O'Farrell, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Welcome. You've been so open on social media about your experience with endometriosis. Can you tell us a little bit about your own journey with the condition and why you decided to start speaking about it publicly?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that much about the condition. I think that's one of the big reasons why I started talking about it. I remember I posted a video and I think I mentioned that I was getting surgery in last July and to see if I had it. And I had just so many young women message me and say, hey, like, if you do get it, can you talk about it? Or like, if you get diagnosed, can you post a video on it? And I just didn't realize how many people were going through literally the exact same thing. And I was thinking, if I'm comfortable, like, I feel okay with talking about it online, then I should. You know, I feel I had, like, I owed it to, like, so many young women who are going through the exact same thing, who don't really have anyone to look to that is going through the same thing as them. Because I had looked online to try and find information about it, and there was videos, of course. There are loads of women who share their stories and share what they're going through, but I couldn't find that many that I really felt like I related to. Whereas I know, like, so many young women from Ireland and stuff really, like, see themselves in me, or like, see, like, look up to me for that. Makes me sound like I'm really big headed, but you know what I mean? Like,
you have a significant following. That is a completely valid thing to say. Absolutely. So it's not big headed at all. And it is true that
I could help them.
Yeah, it's true that you have kind of filled that void that might have been in the social media for people before. Tell me about day to day life. How has endometriosis impacted you physically and emotionally as well?
I mean, it's so bad. Like, it is such a terrible, terrible illness, which, like, that's not very inspiring for me, but honestly it is. It's really terrible. And after I got diagnosed was where my health really took a detour, because I think people underestimate how much of an impact your mental state, like how you're feeling inside, affects endometriosis specifically, but, you know, your outside in general. And there would be days and weeks after I got diagnosed, because I was going through a really stressful time. You know, I was moving to London from Manchester. I was finishing a master's degree. Like, so I was really stressed, and stress exasperates it so much. But then also dealing with the diagnosis made me so ill. I mean, there was a good, like, 2 months. I'm luckily on medication now, which is really helpful and has really changed my life. But there was a good, like, 2 months where 3-4 days a week I was bedridden in pain or fatigue. And I genuinely felt like I was just missing out on life. Like, I was like, I'm letting life go past me. I can't, well, not letting, because it's an illness, but this is how we speak to ourselves, you know, and saying that it's a choice. It's obviously not a choice at all, but it's such a heavy, heavy diagnosis. And I think people really underestimate how much, I mean, I did, I completely underestimated how much it was going to affect me. And it's so hard to come to terms with. So mentally, it's affected me so much. I got diagnosed last July, which is, well, nearly eight months ago now, and it still is heavy, which, that's what chronic illnesses are. You have them for the rest of your life, and you do have to just learn to adapt to deal with it mentally. But it affects you all the time. It's not a bad period or 1 week a month where you're ill. It is every day you're dealing with the pain and the illness from it all. So I would say physically, like, the impact is so underrepresented, because people do just think it's a bad period, you know, but it's definitely not. It's affected me in so many aspects physically, you know, things that I never even thought of. Like, I have such bad nausea. I never attested that. I have horrible brain fog and my memory is terrible. And, like, you would just never think that's related to endometriosis, but it is, it affects you in so many ways that you don't even consider because there's so little research into it. You know, how can we even find out when there's no information to find it out from?
Yeah, for sure. It's something that, like, it's such a work in progress that shouldn't be a work in progress. It should be something that we have all of the answers, or in some cases, all of the answers to. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most commonly misunderstood, you know, part of endometriosis? I know we touched on there, you know, with people just think, oh, it's just a bad period, or it's like one out of the four. What's the most infuriating misconception about it all?
I think definitely that it is a bad period. That's what frustrates me the most. And that people think, you know, that you can just take a painkiller and it comes away. Like, it just doesn't work like that, you know. And so people do think of it as just a physical thing, but they don't understand that even the physical sides of it, like there's been times where my pain's so bad I can't walk, like my legs literally stop working. And I know that's the same for so many women. And so it's not just, come on, like get up and get on with it, it's a bad period. Loads of women get periods. But that's, you know, it's not like that. And the memory side of it and stuff, this has been something that I've been dealing with the last year, which has been getting worse and worse. It's literally my memory. And I'm like, it sounds silly to me to tell people, like, well, I've got endometriosis, that's why my memory's bad. And they're like, is that not just bad cramps? Like, no, it's not bad cramps at all. Like, it is. I think the biggest misconception is just the symptoms, that it can just take over your whole body. It affects your immune system. It affects everything. You know, you feel like you're carrying the weight of a whole other body behind you.
I know it's estimated that more than 150,000 women and girls in Ireland are affected by endometriosis. From what you're hearing in the community that you're in, what are the biggest challenges that people are facing when it comes to getting diagnosed and getting treated with it all?
I mean, self-advocacy is such a huge thing with getting diagnosed. And in Ireland, I think a lot of these topics are still seen as quite like taboo, and maybe people don't feel comfortable to advocate for themselves because they don't want to talk about their periods and stuff. And we are taught young to just get on with it, you know, and that's just how we are when we're young. You know, like we're all tough, but like you can only be so tough. And I think when people in healthcare and doctors are telling you that it's not that big of a deal or it's just a bad period, you're the people who are supposed to be helping you and listening to your concerns, if they're telling you it's not that big of a deal, you're obviously going to think it's not. You know, it's so difficult to get listened to. And I know doctors work so hard and there's just so much demand and not enough resources. But it's so difficult when you're trying to get diagnosed with an illness and people are just not taking you seriously. So I think it's such a struggle that there's so little education on it as well. Like, you know, I was going to the doctor for 5-6 years when I lived in Ireland, and not once was endometriosis ever mentioned to me when all of the signs were there, all of the symptoms. I have had all the same symptoms since I got my first period, and it was never even an idea to me. The first time I even considered I might have it was 2023, you know, and that's nearly a decade on from when I was first going to the doctor for my period. So I think a lack of information and a lack of getting taken seriously, because it's so hard as a young woman to advocate for yourself. You know, like we're still trying to learn all about our own bodies ourselves, and people are telling us it's just puberty, you'll get used to it. But I think there just needs to be a lot more research to be into spotting the signs in young women, because most women with endometriosis have the symptoms from their early teens, if not sooner. You know, some people start seeing them at the age of 7 or 8. And if doctors were noticing these symptoms and putting us forward for referrals earlier, it could just change so many lives, like so much sooner, I think.
I know the government has announced an awareness campaign that's going to be rolled out through schools and workplaces through the HSC, including the MISHA programme, which is focusing on menstrual health and endometriosis education. That's what that's for. Do you think initiatives like those, though, are going to make a real difference along the way?
Absolutely. I think that is just such good news, because I think sometimes it can feel like nothing's being done, even though there are things like that being done behind the scenes that we're maybe just not hearing about it until it comes out. But I think education is the most important thing that can be done for, like, female health and endometriosis, because, I mean, even as I said, like, I didn't even know what it was, and I have it. So, like, there's just got to be so many young women who have no idea, and I like young men and people who want to go into the medical field and stuff. I've had so many women message me and say, I'm trying to make a difference. Like, I have gone into medicine so that I can research into this and all, which is just so incredible that that's, you know, there's people who are really trying to help behind the scenes. But I think educating people on what it is and how severe it can be can also help people who are going through it and trying to get diagnosis so often tell themselves they're dramatic. And I think if you're having full on informational seminars and, you know, things like that, that are telling you your pain is valid, you're not being dramatic, this is a real chronic illness, it's a disease, it can be very validating, and for sure.
Validation as well, so important with any type of illness across the board, for sure. And if there's someone this evening who suspects they could be suffering with symptoms of endometriosis and they might feel like their symptoms just aren't being listened to, they might be how you were a number of years ago, what advice would you have for them?
I would say my biggest advice for if you're trying to go to the doctor and you really want to be heard and listened to is to write down a list of your symptoms. If you have a list of symptoms of this is what's happening to me, even like a symptoms diary from Monday to Friday or on your period when it's at its worst, and say, this is why I think it could be endometriosis, you know, write down the symptoms that you have and the symptoms that are listed on the NHS website or anything for what is endo. It's a lot harder for them to dismiss your symptoms, because I know I've sat in many a doctor's office and they've said, well, just try this, just go on the pill again, you know, and I've just felt like, okay, I can't stick up for myself here. It's very intimidating to try and get taken seriously, especially when you don't even know if you have it, you know, because the main port of call to getting a proper diagnosis is laparoscopy, is surgery, which is like, they're obviously not going to just recommend every single young woman who comes in and says they think they might have endometriosis is should get surgery, but you really have to push for yourself. So I would say, to make it easier on you, have a list of symptoms, have reasons why you think it might be endometriosis, and just really say, you know your own body, you know when your pain is bad and you know that it's not normal. So really advocate for yourself. I know it's so much easier said than done, but it's so important, because don't let other people tell you that what you're feeling isn't real and what you're feeling isn't serious and severe.
For International Women's Day and Endometriosis Awareness Month, what message would you like to share with anybody who is struggling with this condition?
I would say you are so much stronger than you think. It is so, so difficult to live with any chronic illness. It's so hard to live with endometriosis. It is so painful. And, you know, in society, you might feel like your pain isn't being taken seriously and people aren't educated and people don't know about it. You're going through so much behind the scenes that people couldn't even fathom, you know. And just because you're getting up with it, getting on with your day and going about your life and going to work, doesn't mean it's not bad. And like, you need to give yourself some credit, because I think we are just taught to, you know, just get on with it, I'll be fine. But it's okay if you're not fine, because it's so hard to live with any chronic illness. It is so hard to live with chronic pain and a disease. And, you know, you just have to really put yourself first and rest, because none of us know how to rest. It's terrible. And this is coming from me. I'm so blessed that I work in the creative industry. I'm able to, you know, I don't have to go to a 9-to-5. I don't have to go to a very physically demanding job. And even I don't let myself rest. So anyone who is out there working long hours, going to work and just getting on with it, like, literally my hero. It's just so impressive when you're dealing with so much behind the scenes.
I think that no one rests enough, particularly women. So yes, I would second that this evening, that if you are dealing with anything of the sort like this, rest.
Yeah.
A1, that is literally. Before I let you go, Aoife, where can we find you on socials if people want to follow along with you and what you get up to and your journey as well?
My username on TikTok and Instagram is just Aoife O'Farrell. I'm sure this is an Irish channel, so I know how to spell Aoife. I live in England, so I'm so used to it. But yeah, just Aoife O'Farrell across the board.
Well, Aoife, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. And I am sure we will chat to you again on the show.
Yes, thank you so much. Happy International Women's Day.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.